Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ron Ugly's out, B. Scott, Brandon Scott, B. Skeezy is in, and we are rocking and rolling. Got a little action here from the Texans trade for a sixth-round pick. They got a guard, right guard, Ed Ingram from the Minnesota Vikings. We'll break that down here before too long, but we got an Astros problem, boys. Well, I don't know how much of a problem it is, to be honest with y'all. I may have just set y'all up here, but this shouldn't come as a surprise. Houston Astros pitcher Forrest Whitley sidelined by bruised knee, opening day status uncertain.
Little knee bruise.
Does that surprise anybody? Is anybody surprised with?
I'm a real boy.
What's going on here, man? I feel for him, bro.
So
I'm in B. Scott. I'm in a spot. Very rarely do I like with a pro athlete that I know has got plenty of money. Like I mean, my man can't get. I mean, you talk about can't get right.
Boy.
I mean, how in the hell? He's finally getting a little bit of run, and there's maybe some opportunity somewhere along the way for him to pitch in Daikin Park for more than a couple outings. And it ain't even the elbow. It's not the arm. It's not an oblique. It's not a shoulder. It's how you bruise your knee. The hell was he doing?
So damn side table.
Yeah, West Palm Beach. That old strip Sean and Seth was on must got him.
Hey, and look, Forrest Whitley, he's... You know, has some money in his pocket for a little while now. Probably can have a good time or two. But to be serious, man, when you ask, does this surprise? It tells you a lot when what would have surprised you actually would have been him being healthy, him being an actual contributor to the team. Like, you can't tell me that when you heard that, hey, Forrest Whitley is going to be a serious part of this Astros bullpen. He's going to be a serious force for the Astros this year. You can't tell me that you either were not surprised by that or just simply not confident in that being the case. So, man, I would have been, honestly, Clint, more surprised if this did not happen than I am that it did. And that's sad to say.
Yeah.
And I don't mean it in a disrespectful way, but it's just the reality that the man has had so many detours, so many instances where he just couldn't get right. It seems to kind of be just the theme with him. I'm hoping it's just a blip, though, right? It doesn't mean that it's the end of the world and that he can't contribute, you know, a little bruise on the shin or the leg or the knee or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, this is par for the course, I think, with Forrest Whitley right now.
Yeah, look, I'm at a point with Forrest Whitley. I just feel sorry for the guy. I don't care. In terms of, I don't care to talk about the pitches and this and that and what he may or may not be. Damn, I just feel bad for the guy. Even if you're going to just get ran up out of here, just stay healthy and get ran up out of here.
Yeah.
Like, just quit getting sidelined. I mean, at some point, he's got to be just like, I'm tired of these damn injuries. On another Astros note, by the way, did y'all see, and B. Scott, you could probably help me on this, but apparently the City Connects leaked.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
And I saw a report where they tried to say that the City Connect, those weren't the real City Connects. So they're kind of, they're going back and forth, yep, and trying to, some people are denying it. But I'm going to tell you, them City Connects are clean, man. Did you like them?
I loved them. Like, I'm not and I've talked about this
fire
before. I am not a jersey guy. You're not going to really see me in too many jerseys. If I get a jersey, that means I'm probably hanging it up or I'm just keeping it as a souvenir, but I'm not going to probably wear it. You know, just not a jersey guy. These?
Dude, they are fire.
I might be making an exception. I like them that much. And honestly, man.
Little tequila sunrise, tip of the cap.
The glow up, the upgrade. And I didn't hate the Space City Connects that they had before.
I didn't either.
I didn't hate them. I thought they kind of got a...
They had a lot going on.
The logo was good. The uni stunk.
Yeah, I know they got a bad rap when they first got out there. I think I got a little bit more used to them. And I agreed that, hey, when you wore the socks, they looked a lot better. Like, they look bad when it's just a straight line pants. And
looked like pajamas.
Yeah, or like navy slacks, you know, some, I don't know. It wasn't good. But this is a glow up right here in City Connects. I'm thinking about getting a jersey, man. And I don't get them. I don't normally get them.
This is going to be, here's what's beautiful about these City Connects. And by the way, go to at Clint Sterner on Twitter if you hadn't seen him yet. I'm retweeting Ben Verlander. Right now forget about wearing them. I'm not wearing them. I'm not much of a jersey guy, but never have been. But my squad's gonna look super clean.
Yes.
Taking them and taking the field in these. And the thing about it is, I love the Stros instead of Astros.
Yep.
I love taking the A off because, I mean, I've always, growing up an Astros fan, my dad, I don't know if I've ever heard my dad say Astros.
Yeah,
I think my dad has always said, hey, man, what are Stros looking like?
Go Stros.
He's never, I don't know if he's ever said, well, I'm sure he has, but I don't.
Go Stros.
He referred to them as Stros. And the other thing is, the Stros with that star is going to look clean on T-shirts. It's going to look clean on a hat. It's going to look clean on everything that they put it on. Now, the only way they screw this uniform up, boys, is if they try some silly-ass sock like they did with that last City Connect.
Yeah, simple is the way to go here.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, luckily if it's a sock, the guys can wear the long pants and cover it up. It's not a big deal. But, man, if this is the real City Connect that the Astros are dropping.
But, see, these are not blue, though. See, I had an issue with the – I thought the socks helped the blue because it was too blue. It was blue on blue. It was like
real blue.
Yeah, like color rush in football is one thing. This color rush in baseball, I don't know. Like, you're supposed to have whatever your color is up top, but on your, you know, your bottom is supposed to either be white or the tannish,
grayish.
There were several problems. It just wasn't it.
Yeah, but this is it, though. I'm with you on this. I think this looks good with socks or no socks or whatever you go with. Like, to me, especially with the Stros and they go to the star that you got on yours from the 90s right now.
Yes.
That star is my favorite star that they've ever had. And then you go Stros. I like it. I think this is perfect.
B. Scott, what's your favorite overall Astros uniform?
It's that one, the cap that you have on right now.
That you like
the 90s.
Ooh, navy gold.
Blue. Now, it could be nostalgia, too, because that's when I grew up, right? Those are really the Astros that I grew up with.
Birth of the Killer Bees.
Tyler?
But I do think objectively that's the best looking one.
Those are up there for me as well. The navy and gold, they're pretty tough to beat. But if I had to pick just one, man, I probably got to go Tequila Sunrise, the rainbow, the real throwback unis with the orange, yellow, red all working together. That's tough to beat for me.
Yeah, y'all picked both my two favorite. And I'm probably gonna have to go with the navy and gold.
Mm-hmm.
I love the star. I love that. It's simple, but you're right, man. That Tequila Sunrise was nasty. What do you think the worst is? What do you think the least favorite is?
I was about to say, there's only been one uniforms of the Astros that I didn't like at all, and I hated them. Still think they were awful, and that is the brick red with the khaki. Yeah. And also, for some reason, we had some pinstripes going on. Like, that era can just, as Seth would say, go die. Yeah. But they're all fire.
It was not good. The City Connects this year I did not like. The brick red I did not like.
Brick red came with a terrifying ass mascot too. Old Junction Jack.
I like Woo. was the Tequila Sunrise. It was the one like you can buy in the stores now that has the sunrise stripes on the shoulders, but it just says Astros in blue. And was that kind of just a tweener jersey or what was that?
That was
that before or after?
Yeah, I think it was after now. For a little bit on
that's
its
clean
own.
With just the hint of sunrise on each shoulder with the blue number and star, and that's clean now.
Yeah.
I can't remember when that was. But anyway, I'm with you, B. Scott.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The navy blue and gold is...
Now Shooting Star, the Colt 45s really from early. I don't know if it's just the nostalgia, but I could even get with that, man. I loved literally all the Astros uniforms except the red brick. Like, I think they've done a good job overall. Right. Like, I could take them all.
All right, the Houston Texans. We told you earlier the Houston Texans made a trade. We'll tell you what they traded for who and what that looks like for the Houston Texans. Have they solved any problems? Have they filled any gaps? What's the history and the vibe around this particular player that the Texans now have in uniform? We'll do that next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.